Appreciate that. This morning we come to yet another passage on the subject of fullness and fulfillment. But this time we take it from the standpoint of a person who really lived his life in fulfillment. And I speak of the Lord Jesus Christ this morning, and we want to ask ourselves how we can understand his life. I think this is something that we all need to consider very carefully, because it is of significance, great significance to us. See, not everybody understood his life and his ministry. But multitudes came, and they thought that he, Jesus, came for one purpose, to heal people. And so they came to him because they needed his power to help them be well. And they totally misunderstood him. There were many people who misunderstood him. The multitudes misunderstood him. The supposed scholars, the scribes they were called, these were the scholars. And they could not fathom him. The Pharisees didn't like him because, you know, he went against their traditions. The Herodians didn't understand him. They were more interested in politics. The Sadducees, who ran the temple priestly system, didn't like Jesus because Jesus stood against them for all the wrong things that they did. So a huge bulk of people didn't understand him. Then Jesus had two groups of disciples, one group of 70, one group of 12. And they had a better understanding, but they did not have a full understanding. They never really understood Jesus. And today the same problem exists. Do we really understand the meaning of the life of Jesus? It wasn't until his death and his resurrection that people began to sit down and think what it really meant. At this point of time, Jesus had to appear to teach in a post-resurrection period to help people to understand what his life was all about. And one word that summarizes his life is the word called fulfillment. But let's turn to Luke chapter 24 and we see this. Okay? In Luke 24, when Jesus appeared in the midst of them, verse 36, they were frightened, verse 37. They were fearful. They thought they had seen a spirit. And this was a real problem. This has always been their problem. They keep on thinking that they're seeing things. And so Jesus said, "Behold my hands, my feet," verse 39. "It is I myself. Handle me. See. A spirit does not have flesh and bones as you see I have." And then he showed them his hands and his feet. In verse 41, they still did not believe. But this time, just there was a sense of joy, but they still had difficulty believing. And then he ate with them, in front of them. And in verse 44, he said to them, "These are the words which I spoke to you while I was still with you." Now, this is the key phrase now, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms concerning me. And he opened their understanding that they might comprehend the scriptures. And then he says, "Thus it is written." The word fulfillment is an important word. And I explain to you why it is an important word for us to consider. A life, we talk about fulfillment. You know, sometimes when we look at a life, you know, it doesn't seem as if we've got anything to fulfill. We just lived. It's sort of, well, life was meant to be enjoyed. We've been there, done that. And we ask ourselves, is that all? You know, sometimes as we grow a little older, it's good for us to look at our life and ask ourselves, do you feel that your life has been fulfilling? What's life all about? Is it not meant to be something that we actually fulfill? And if so, what? And a lot of people don't understand. Kids don't understand what life is all about. To them, it's a terrible life because they have to pass PSLE, you got to pass O levels and A levels and university. It's all about exams for the 20 years of their life. It's all that. And it's a terrible thing. They see no meaning. And after a while, at that young age, because they cannot see meaning, they cannot have understanding, they drift. And many people fall away, unfortunately. But does it mean that now that we are older, we understand life better? And a lot of us drift in life. We think, well, you know, I'm going to hit that $1 million. And that's it. And after a while, you begin to realize that $1 million doesn't go very far. So what else is there in life? You know, I really appreciate the life of Jesus as an example to us of what it means to live a life where you can look backwards and see, you know, there is fulfillment in my life. I have fulfilled what I came to do. Can you say that? And a lot of us, unfortunately, cannot. What are we fulfilling? Sure, we are fulfilling duties as parents, fulfilling duties as grandparents, fulfilling whatever we want to fulfill. As far as we are concerned. But isn't there something else about life that we must consider? A fulfillment of our life with the idea of fullness. How many of us, you know, if tonight we were to die, can look at back at our life and say, you know, I have lived a fulfilled life. And most of us, perhaps, will not be able to say that. And so we live with regrets. We're not ready to die. We're not ready to go. And we don't know what it really means for us to be fulfilled. Now here is the distinct difference between, you know, living a life of enjoyment versus a living a life that Jesus said had been prescribed for him. Now, read again verse 44. Well, these all things must be fulfilled which were written in the scriptures, law, Moses, prophets, and the Psalms concerning me. And this is an important thing for Jesus to say. That not only did he have a life he felt had been lived well, fullness, it was lived in fulfillment of that which was written about him. I think that is an even greater challenge. Where would we know, where would we find that knowledge and that wisdom and the understanding, the discernment to look at our life and say, this is how my life should be. It's ordered for me. I was meant to do this. I have accomplished this. And Jesus said, his source, was found in the scriptures. In Psalm 40, in Hebrews 10, Jesus was said to have made this statement. He found that God had given him a body, and he said, "This is the body you've given to me, and I know what I ought to do." And then he went ahead to do the things according to the scriptures. You see, a lot of times our lives are not ordered by the scriptures. We don't find our lives described or prescribed by the scriptures. We just do whatever we think we like to do. Not Jesus. His idea of fulfillment is, you know, I've got this to do, and I know what the scriptures said I should do, and he went ahead and did them. I think that's a lot of difference. You know, we all think in terms of natural things we need to fulfill. If we have a family, we need to fulfill our obligations, our duties, as it were, or as they are. But there is something deeper. Here is understanding that we are uniquely created. We are uniquely made. And God has placed within us certain knowledge, skills, certain ideas as to how we should pursue our life. And then we choose and we say, this is how I ought to live my life, and then fulfill it. And I think this is what is missing a lot of times. What is missing is our knowledge of God's word. What is missing is our understanding of God's will. What is missing is understanding what we were meant to be, meant to do in our life. You know, sometimes we have little pauses here and there in life. There is a little bit of disjointing, maybe illness. Maybe we are in a temporary position where we're in between jobs. And it's good for us to pause and ask ourselves, what am I doing? What should I be doing? This is how we should live our life. How many more good years have we got? And then determine, you know what? And I think I really ought to do, I know what to do with my life. And then I just want to do it. I was just finishing reading a book by Charles Swindoll. And so how he said, he looked at his life and he said, I was a Marine in Okinawa. And then when I was there as a Marine in Okinawa, you know, I felt that God had called me to serve him in a full-time ministry. But he said, you know, I would be the least of all candidates. He said, when I was young, I started, you know, he cannot say words properly. He went on to discover that, you know, where other people have a university education, he didn't have. He was now going into the ministry to start on a master's level with special permission. He said everything was against him, but he knew what God wanted him to do with his life. And for the past 50 years, he has been serving the Lord as a pastor and now as the president of the school that he went to attend as a student. And that's quite an amazing life. But he said, there is no question as to the certainty of why God specially, uniquely equipped me to fulfill this purpose. Is it possible for us to discover this? First, we have to ask ourselves life. What are we doing with our life? Is there something that I ought to fulfill? And the answer is yes. There must be something more fulfilling than just getting a job. There must be something more fulfilling rather than just to provide for the family. Those are important things. But here is a fulfillment of a life beyond normal thinking. And it is wonderful to ask ourselves, what is it? Once a young lady, her name was called Esther. She didn't know why God gave her beauty and charm. And she became a queen. And she did not know why she was queen until the cousin Mordecai came along and said to her, "How do you know that you have not been born for such a time as this?" And she was struck by that. How do you know that you were not born to fulfill this destiny, this purpose? And she was, at that point of time, as queen, she could decide the balance of life and death. And she did that marvelously and saved the whole nation from genocide. And this is important. How do you know that you have not been born for such a time as this? This was the discovery of the Apostle Paul. This was the discovery of Luke as he began to write the gospel. We don't know what kind of physician he was. In those days, there were no specialists. He was just a GP who knew everything. He was a GP who did surgery as well as treated people. But we don't know what he did. But we are thankful he wrote the gospel of Luke in the book of Acts. You see, we have to ask ourselves from time to time, what am I doing here on this earth? Given this short span of number of years that we have, 70 years or more, maybe 80, what are we doing with our life? Can we speak of fulfillment as the focus of our life? You know, it's important because the person who feels that this is my calling, this is my destiny, this is my vocation, this is what I can do best, this is what I can do well, and pursue it with all his heart, that person will fulfill much. And I think this is something that we need to look at very, very carefully. What is it? You know, sometimes the early marks are already there. One day, there was a little boy called William, and he was in primary school, and his teacher said, "You know, I need some help in organizing the library." He put up his hand and he said, "Let me help you organize the library." So in the next 3 weeks, he reorganized the entire school library. That little boy, William, we know today as Bill Gates. From a very young age, that ability to get things done, to organize things, was there in his life. And one day when he became a multi-billionaire, his father said to him, "Bill, this money is not meant to be used for your own personal satisfaction and joy. It was meant for something bigger." And so we have the Bill and Foundation. And he's given up his job, and he spends most of his time in Africa, sometimes in Australia. Just recently, he donated 1 million of computers, PC, to the people, Aborigines in Australia. You see, it's not about making it. It's about fulfilling what we were meant to fulfill. And all of us are uniquely crafted, gifted to fulfill all those things. The question is, what are these things? I wonder whether we can live our life challenged to discover what we were meant to fulfill. Believe in it with all our hearts, and for the rest of our life, seek to fulfill the very thing that God uniquely created us, made us capable of fulfilling as nobody else can. This was what Jesus explained his life meant. And he used one simple word, and he said, "It is necessary." This is his word in verse 44. These words, and he says, "It was written," and he said, this is a simple word. That it is, verse 46, it is necessary for the Christ to, to suffer and to rise from the dead. And it's what we call the word here, it's the idea of, you know, it must be done. There is no other way. You know, it's only when we live like this, we have a sense of calling, with a sense of drivenness, it's a sense of I must, it is necessary for me, then we are truly able to understand the challenge to look at our life as a life meant for fulfillment. And I think a lot of people are going to end their life without understanding a sense of destiny. We just live and we die when it's appropriate time to die. But we were not meant to be living like this. We were meant to be able to say, this is what I was uniquely made to do, and I'm going to fulfill this, and I'm going to be able to do this because this is what God made me to do. This is the kind of fulfillment that Jesus had in his life. But a lot of people didn't understand him, not even his disciples. And so he had to open the understanding. We read this. And verse 45, then he opened their understanding that they might comprehend the scriptures. The scriptures were not meant to be given to us for fun. It is not meant to be given to us to read casually. It is really, really meant for us to understand. This is literally a book that explains everything in our life. And it's something that we need to look at very carefully. When I was a kid, my grandmother used to have a book, and she uses this book to do everything. If we want to move house, we must check the book. We want to wash hair, we must check the book. We want to do anything and everything. This book was, I didn't understand the book. You know, it was to her everything. How I really wish we would take a look at the scriptures and say, this is my book. You know, with it, I understand. With it, I comprehend. With it, I am able to understand this concept of destiny. And then, after having understood that, to actually fulfill that calling of it all. And that's what Jesus did. So clear was his mind, this is what I should do. And he went ahead to do it. He checked from the law of Moses with the prophets and the Psalms to be very, very sure. And then that's what he did. Fulfilled his life. My challenge this morning to all of us is to really get down to understanding the whole idea. Can we read the scriptures a little bit more with a greater sense of understanding? Can we look into the matter of learning how to be inspired by the way the Lord Jesus Christ lived his life? And then look at this whole idea and to seek fulfillment and fullness in our own life. For those who are younger, I mean, let's take the wool off our eyes. Let's take a look at our lives and say, you know, this is what I came to do. And it is not to play games. It is not to become addicted to Angry Birds. You know, one of the things I really, as I look back, I'm very, very thankful for is I have no aptitude to any of those games. Whether simple Pac-Man or Space Invaders, these are the old-time type, or the modern things which I don't even understand. Cut the rope. I can only go up to level one. That's it. And that's it. That is all I can do. And I can do that with my grandchildren. And that's it. Anything beyond that, it's gone. And so a few years ago, Angry Birds took the world by storm. Even in Changi Airport, we had so many Angry Birds designs all over the place. What happened to Angry Birds today? The owners are angry. Because the billions that they made are just literally being squandered. It's failed. And they don't know how to capitalize on what they have. The challenge is to look at our life and say, you know, I really believe in this thing that I am able, uniquely equipped to do. Believe it with all your heart. Understand what you can do and pursue it for the next 40 years of your life. You know, it can be done. It's something that we are challenged to consider doing. This morning, I'm going to challenge you to look at the life of the Lord Jesus and then take a look at your own life. Don't let your life go to waste. Don't let a year go to waste. Make sure that every year that life is lived fully, completely. Then we can understand the fullness of what it means to have a life that is truly well lived in fulfillment of what God wants us to give to us. Okay? Let's pray together. Our Father, we thank you so very much for the challenge to live our lives meaningfully. We pray that you will help us to be greatly challenged to look at the life of the Lord Jesus Christ, a life where he could have obtained wealth, but he did not. He chose his life to be in fulfillment of what the scriptures taught. And because of that, so many millions are blessed because he lived his life the way he did. And we pray, Father, that you will teach us how to look at our life in terms of fulfillment. Would we find fullness? Stir our hearts with greater faith, to greater endeavor, to greater commitment, to greater challenge, encourage to live a life to fulfill the destiny given to us. Open our understanding too. We pray for your blessings. Bless this offering that we now give. In Jesus' name. Once again, a little gentle reminder. The kids are going to be selling ice cream after the worship service. Give them a bit of encouragement. The YG retreat, if you would like to come, we'll be looking at the Psalms written by a person called Asaph. You have no idea who he is. Well, consider coming to learn. He is one of those rare prophets that became that some writer of note. And it's challenging to discover more about him. Let's ask the Lord to bless us before we go from here. And now may this great and wonderful God, who gives to us guidance, wisdom, found in the scriptures, open our understanding to help us look at our life and its significance, and to be challenged to speak of fulfilling that which you have planned for us. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ enable us to remain true and strong and committed in fulfilling what has been entrusted to us in our life. And may the Spirit of God empower us and enable us to live significantly, fulfilling all that we have been tasked to do on this earth, until we fulfill all that which have been spoken of us. To the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ, now and forever. Amen.